So anyway, you got a chance to ride your bike this past weekend, right?
I did.
Yeah, like a whole bunch.
I did.
Yeah. The weather's been great.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, Bicycle Talk is a show where we talk about bicycles, bicycle culture, bicycle advocacy, upcoming news in cycling, the bicycle business, and the bicycle calendar. If you have a comment or you'd like to contribute information to the show, please call or text at 860-486-9487, or you can email me at bicycletalk1@gmail.com, or you can visit Bicycle Talk on Facebook. You can also listen to past episodes of Bicycle Talk on whus.org or on iTunes. So we're going to start the show off, as always, with Ron's Rant of the Week. Have to do it. Got to go there. And this is one that I have ranted about before, but I'm going to bring it back up again because there's a lot of things in the news right now about this right now. Lots of information. So here it is. Shout out, parents who won't let your kids ride a bike. Hello. Wake up time. All right, let's look at the latest news that just came out this past week. And the latest news is that the happiest kids in the world are from the Netherlands. And you know why? Because they ride bikes. Hello.
That's the only reason?
No, it's not the only reason, okay. But it's one of the contributing factors to it. Actually, one of the other contributing factors, which is really interesting, is that they eat chocolate sprinkles every morning on their breakfast.
Are they serious?
They have chocolate every morning. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And I have chocolate. I don't know if there's a day goes by when I don't have chocolate.
And it makes them happy because chocolate makes you happy.
Is that why I'm happy?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That works. I think there's a number of factors that contribute to your happiness.
Do you know that I put chocolate, I keep chocolate in my office for my staff?
Yeah.
Because I read that if you provide chocolate for your staff that they're happier.
Yeah.
So I have chocolate. I bring them chocolate, and I also instruct them that if they're out and they want to buy chocolate, they do it on my dime. And in fact, if we run out of chocolate,
save the receipt
when they're going. Yeah, when they're going around because somebody has to do shopping for the office. I'm like, hey, we're out of chocolate, and they go buy a few bars.
There you go.
Yep.
See, got to keep everybody happy.
And it's a write-off.
Important. So you have to have chocolate with you. So you know, let's talk a little bit about this. They encourage their kids to ride their. They don't encourage them. The kids ride their bikes to school. Okay, they ride their bikes to school. They also have 45 minutes of recess, so they're outside and they're playing. They're expected to play outside the first years of school. They're encouraged to create their own play dates. And it's just there's a number of reasons why they're the happiest in the world, but we are not on the happy list here. We're actually quite a ways down. So there's a woman who wrote a little article here, Andre Mulder Slater, and it was about why are families in the Netherlands happier than us, and it says, "Don't worry, be Dutch." One of the key findings is that 95% of the kids in the Netherlands report to having a higher level of satisfaction. 95%. That's a pretty big number. By comparison, children in Canada and the U.S. find themselves in the bottom third of the happiness level. So there you go. One of the things, though, that they talked a lot about the bikes. This woman talks about the second time her daughter was in Holland. She looked out a train window and said, look, it's a bike race. And in fact, it wasn't a bike race. It's just every day people out riding their bikes to work, riding to the market, riding wherever they needed to go, running their errands, going to schools, just riding bikes. They're outside, they're riding bikes, and they're happy people. Let's see if this message is getting clear here. Now, this is going to segue me over to my guests today, because I have guests here from the Youth Services in Mansfield. And my special guests today are Katie Bell, who is the Youth Service Supervisor from the town of Mansfield, and her intern, Taylor Miranda. And good morning.
Good morning.
Well, nice to have you guys here. This is a really cool thing. And you're here because there's a bike event coming up. And so, you know, this all makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. So I have this question that I ask everyone when you're a guest on my show. You need to be prepared to answer this. And Katie, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you, what was your very first experience that you can remember on a bicycle?
The first experiences that I recall from my childhood bicycling days are we would take family walks. And, you know, my legs were short. So if I rode my bike, I was about as quick as my parents could be while they were walking the dog. And we would just go down to the street. And then there was the short dead end if it was going to be a short walk. And then there was the long dead end if it was going to be a long walk. And the dog always preferred the long dead end. And I was on my bike and I always preferred the long dead end too. And I just remember that that was just something that we did when it was nice out. We would do it a few times a week. And it was a family event to go out and just walk through the community together. But my other favorite memory of a kiddo on bikes was bikes as transportation to go hang out with my friends.
Yay.
So, you know, that middle school and high school age when, you know, you're finally responsible enough to be left home alone by, you know, a parent's assessment. You know, whether or not they were always right, that remains to be seen. But, you know, I had a best friend who lived about a mile and a half away, and we would ride the same bus home, but we had to get off at our own separate stops. But then it was, okay, I'll meet you at the corner in 30 minutes from now, and being able to just go and see my friends after school without being, you know, reliant on getting a ride from my parents or her getting a ride from her parents and, you know, biking around the neighborhood, going to the gas station for candy, which is where I pretty much spent my entire allowance was getting candy. So I'm sure it balanced out with the amount of bike riding we were doing. But those are like the things that remind me of kind of the joy that biking has brought in my life.
So I have to ask you a question. Were you really happy?
I was a pretty happy kiddo. Yeah. And, you know, I got in trouble for being late to dinner a few times. And that was, you know, before the days of cell phones. So I couldn't call to say that I was going to be late. And, you know, you always had that sense of time that was never quite accurate as a child of like, well, I know I'm leaving my friend's house, you know, 2 minutes before I need to be home, but I can ride my bike really fast, so it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily remember to call before you leave there, and then you just get home late, and then you get in a little bit of trouble, but nothing too severe or too bad.
That's all right. Fran got in trouble for crossing Route 130, so.
I did,
and you know what I did yesterday?
No.
I crossed Route 130. I have a picture of it. I'm not kidding.
It's one of those things she wasn't supposed to do as a child.
I know. So when I go to New Jersey, I did. I got caught. And I know because Route 130 was very close to my house and it's very close to my sister's house now, too. I crossed it numerous times this past weekend. Yeah. And
that's
I
great.
Actually took a picture of it thinking I'd do a photo essay on Instagram or Facebook of me on
crossing
Route 130.
130.
Yes.
There you go. So anyway. Moving on. So that's good. That's a happy thoughts from riding a bicycle. Great. And Taylor.
Yeah.
You must have a first memory of a bicycle, right?
I do. So I was very lucky and I grew up in a neighborhood that there was a park at. And I remember very vividly the first time I could ride my bike to the park with no training wheels.
Ooh.
And it was a huge momentous occasion and all of my neighbors were watching and it was just, I think maybe the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like first feeling of, oh my gosh, I can do this. And I could go somewhere without my parents. And it was amazing.
It's that independence thing.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it creates this amazing sense of independence. And you feel powerful.
Yeah.
And you just, you have a lot more, your self-worth is good. Everything is good. You just feel really confident. So it's a cool thing. So all this from the bicycle.
All
this from a bicycle. Well, that's why we're on Bicycle Talk today, but we're looking forward to a few other things to talk about here too. But first of all, Katie, why don't you tell me a little bit about Youth Services in Mansfield? What is involved there? What is the job? What do you do?
So the really cool thing about Youth Services is it's a whole bunch of things. So the Youth Services Bureau is able to do a lot of really creative programs for youth in the town of Mansfield, as well as counseling services. So we do counseling for individuals, for families, for groups, for kiddos and families in the town of Mansfield. Our social worker, Danielle, also helps to provide the social work services to the three elementary schools and the middle school. And then we have a bunch of other really cool programs that we get to do through the help of our volunteers a bunch of whom come from the Yukon Community Outreach, who we love. So we have mentoring programs in each of the three elementary schools. And then as they kind of graduate into the middle school, some of those kiddos stay with us to participate in some mentoring programs that happen at Town Hall. So those programs are called COPE and Big Friends. And it's just programming that helps our kids kind of build some self-confidence, build some social skills, and just be able to have some fun and have a really cool person to connect with in their life that isn't a teacher, that isn't a parent, and, you know, that isn't a full-fledged necessarily adult yet. So they're still super cool and, like, can be trusted. So we love our UConn volunteers who come in and do the mentoring. And they're really great. And some of the other programs that we do is we have girls group for some middle school girls. We have boys group for some middle school boys. We have some groups that are wonderful interns and social worker run at the middle school during X Block lunch. And we really look to communicate with all of our families that are in town. And not just necessarily when things aren't going quite right. Because we are a positive youth development model, we're able to kind of really pull kids into programs who, you know, maybe they don't have a clinical diagnosis for anything that's going on, but get them linked into some programs that are going to help them develop leadership skills, positive self-image, self-confidence, and helping them build strength and resilience factors before kind of the big struggles necessarily come up in their life. So that when those things do come up, and we know that, you know, for all of our kids, the unexpected happens, whether it happens at school with their friends, whether something happens in their family, that's a big adjustment, or whether something unexpected happens in the community, that, you know, the kids that we've been able to work with and connect to have some better skills to respond to those things when they happen. And then we're there in response to when they do happen to give extra support and to help families and kids kind of navigate the what now, what do we do, and how do we kind of create our new world in a way that everybody is getting their needs met. So we have a lot of creative things that we get to do, a lot of fun things that we get to do. You know, I'm really excited to be helping out for the fourth marking period at Mansfield Middle School in one of their after school clubs and doing some hiking, which is another outdoor near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
So really,
well, the middle school is such a great place, too, because it's right next to the park there.
Oh, yeah. And right in the back.
Yeah.
I've got my trail maps all highlighted. We're ready to rock and roll. So we get to do a lot of really great things with different partners in the community as well. And I know that's a big piece of what we're doing with our upcoming event that we're here to talk about. And we have some wonderful interns that join us.
That's me.
That's great.
That's Taylor.
That's great. So you you must also have a pretty good connection with the Mansfield Community Center and the Recreation Department, right?
We definitely do a lot of work with them, and I know they're especially connected with our MAC program, which is Mansfield Advocates for Children, that, you know, potentially a lot of your members have kind of worked with or know before. They were instrumental in helping build the playground over at the community center.
Oh, I remember that project, yeah.
And we really do look to collaborate so that all of our families have access to things and, you know, having their needs met in all sorts of different ways. And there's a lot of really wonderful creative folks over at the community center, and we love when we get to collaborate and partner with them.
Cool.
I know Mac had the Eggstravaganza this past weekend. That, you know, it's a great partnership that we're able to kind of be in one parking lot all together and walk across that parking lot to work together for some really cool stuff. And I know another, you know, big thing that we have coming up is Campership. So we definitely want Mansfield families, regardless of where they're at financially, to be able to access things like summer camps. And we don't ever want finances to be the barrier to that. So we do a lot of collaboration with Parks and Rec, as well as other camps in the area or camps that aren't in the area, to make sure that our Mansfield youth and families have some support in accessing those things where finances might be a barrier to it.
Well, that's really nice. Boy, you're really busy. You have a lot going on. So you have an event coming up here, and that's one of the main reasons why I brought you on here, because it's a bicycle event.
It's
bicycle talk, so we need to talk about that. And I'm gathering that this is something that Taylor was more involved with. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'm putting this whole event together.
Okay.
It's called Safe Recycle. It's on April 23rd from 1 to 3 at Goodwin Elementary School.
And that is a Sunday, correct?
It is a Sunday.
Okay.
Yep. And this whole idea came together because I am very passionate about encouraging people to live very healthy lives, and children, of course, as well, and biking. Like, why not just do biking? We need something that like that in the area. So there's going to be a 2.6-mile bike ride for family and children that's going to be in the area with crossing guards, all that jazz, super safe. And then we're also having a organization come called Bikes for Kids that gives new refurbished bikes out to people in need, as well as brand new helmets, too, that people can get.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So even if you don't have a helmet, and I clicked on your you have a SurveyMonkey site out
we
there.
We do, yes.
And I clicked on that from the website, I think is where I went there. And the website is, just to refresh me on the website address.
So the website can be accessed through mansfield.gov to the Youth Services website, or you can search for us directly on Facebook by searching for Mansfield Youth Services, and then you can get to the event page that'll have all the details and the SurveyMonkey RSVP link.
Okay, and on that RSVP link, it looked like there were, you know, it asked whether you had a helmet or whether you didn't. So if you don't, you'll be able to receive one there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And this is all at Annie Vinton School, is that correct? Is that where you're doing this? I'm going over my notes here.
Yeah, it's at Goodwin Elementary.
Oh, Goodwin.
Yep.
Goodwin. Right. Okay, Goodwin Elementary. So that's up here near campus.
It is.
Yeah, right. Just north of campus.
Right, okay. By the bike path.
And the bike path is right here too. That's where it's all coming together now. Sorry. I read over my notes very quickly this morning. I'm going, whoops, wait a second. So well, that's really cool. So do you need volunteers? Do you have volunteers? How's that working out?
We have volunteers there. We're all prepared and ready. We just need people to come.
Right.
And enjoy it and enjoy this awesome event that we're putting on. We hope to keep it going in the future as well. We're really excited.
Okay, yeah. But other than being on the most popular bicycle show on the air, Bicycle Talk, where are you advertising this? How are you letting people know about it?
So we're advertising it on our Facebook page, Mansfield Youth Services. Make sure to give us a like, and you'll see it all right there.
Mm-hmm.
And flyers around town, this wonderful show, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and word of mouth is what we're really relying on.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And of course, you know that there's a big bulletin board at the community center and all that.
Exactly.
I'm sure you put stuff
yep.
up there. And how about the, what about the schools? Have you contacted, like, I have a friend, Betsy Parker, who is the, I guess, the call her the gym coach at Southeast School, where my son went to school.
Yep.
And she is very enthusiastic about the whole kids on bikes thing.
Awesome.
So if you haven't spoken to her, you really should give her a yell and you know, see if she can drum up some people to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the flyers to go out and all of the electronic backpacks for the kids, because we know the backpacks are kind of like a black hole for flyers and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so parents okay. can check their emails or the electronic backpack things, and hopefully we'll
be
there
for
them.
I don't know what electronic backpack is. What is that?
It's how the schools... It's how the schools send out information on a more reliable basis. I know growing up, there was tons of papers in my backpack and
stacks.
Binders.
Yeah,
that never made it to my mom and dad. So this is kind of a more reliable way to just go do it straight to them instead
okay.
of relying on the little kiddos.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So
it is.
You're going to be doing, I know that my friends from Bike Mansfield are going to be there too.
They are.
Yeah, which is good. They're a good group. Yeah, they're doing a lot of really positive things for Mansfield right now. Plus, this is a feather in our cap. Having an event like this going on helps us become a more bike-friendly town, which we're trying to achieve a national status here. So this is a definite bonus because of that. Eastern Highlights Health District. What's that all about?
So the Eastern Highlands Health District is a regional agency that serves multiple towns And we have a lot of folks who are happily stationed right in Town Hall with us. And it's their job to promote health and wellness in the area. So we're really excited to have them represented with us. They've got some flyers with information on rules of the road, because that is certainly a very important part of safe biking, as well as outdoor health safety tips. So they'll be there to kind of talk to us about, you know, appropriate use of sunscreen so that while you're out riding your bike, you don't get fried and crispy, and also just tick-borne illness awareness and prevention, and ways to make sure that when you are out having fun, that you stay healthy and it becomes a really enjoyable experience.
So this is like a little festival you got going on here.
A little bit.
I hear there's going to be some music, too.
There's a DJ coming. There's going to be music.
Dance party.
Always appropriate.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little safety obstacle course zone for the kids, too, that they get to pass a little, I guess, test for bike safety.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a certified cycling instructor for them as well during that.
Oh, really?
It is. It's going to be like a little bike festival. Hmm.
Do you know who it is who's coming to? You have any idea who the certified instructor is? I'm just wondering if it's our friend David Wahlberger, because he does a lot of this kind of stuff. He's involved. I mean, there's plenty of us out there that would do something like this, but just curious. So great. You've got lots of people that are involved in cycling that are going to be there, and hopefully that'll turn a bunch of kids on to it. And you know what we should do, Franny, is we should go for a ride and end up there with all our
you
stuff
should.
Because we're all decorated with all our crazy, you know, Lycra clothing and stuff.
So
fancy bicycles.
What was the date again?
Sunday, April 23rd.
Are we
busy that day?
No.
Busy biking.
But we might just ride by. We could ride up here to stores, and we could go over and check it out and just kind of, maybe we'll try to work our ride around that.
Okay. We'd love to see you.
I think it'll be
good.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'd be kind of a fun thing. It would be fun to really bring a whole bunch of us. That would
be,
you know, to bring a crew up and
we'll set it up.
A ride.
We'll do that. We'll call a meetup.
Yeah, we'll call a meetup.
We'll call a meetup.
And we'll try to drag a crew up here.
Yes.
And we'll crash your event.
Yes.
With a different
kind of biker gang.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I read this little piece here earlier about, you know, the daughter looking out the window and saying, look, it's a bike race. And in fact, it was just a regular day with regular people riding their bikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking, well, this might be kind of a good thing for them to see. Oh, look, other, you know, adults on bikes. Good thing, you know, positive. Everybody's wearing their helmets. You know, we all are trying our best to be as careful as we can on the roads. So it's a good thing. So the bike path is the one that runs along Hunting Lodge Road, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, you know, they've actually marked out with Sharrows on the new road that goes into campus from the north, from between the two banks up there. So you can do an actual loop. And I don't know if you're planning on doing a loop or not, but
right now we have a planned kind of out and back. So it's 1.3 out, 1.3 back to the turnaround spot. So I think it's once we hit, I want to say South Eagleville, we turn around?
North Eagleville, probably.
North Eagleville.
Yeah. Yeah, probably at North Eagleville is where you're going to do that. Unless you're going to, you know, cross over on, there's a short piece that goes over to Separatist Road, and that'll bring you to South Eagleville. You might be. I don't know. I haven't measured it. I just, you know, I know they're all there. Those trails were put in a few years ago by the town of Mansfield as a little project on the side, and they're really nice. They're very, very well used, and it's a good thing. So that's great. That's great. This is going to be a fun event, and again, this is Sunday, April 23rd. It is from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Goodwin School right here in Storrs, and it's kids on bikes. So if you're listening out there, you know somebody who might be interested in this, please pass this word on, and you can go on to your Facebook site, and your Facebook is, what is the ID on that?
Mansfield Youth Services.
Mansfield Youth Services on Facebook, and you can find out a little bit more there too if you need to, and you can also answer that survey at that time. I'm excited. I'm gonna stop down to Southeast School, and I'm gonna talk to Betsy Parker about it. They're not there this week because I think all the schools are closed
vacation.
For the week. But I saw Betsy pulling out of her driveway the other day in her little MG. So I'm going to give her a shout on this, and because she knows how to promote well too, you know, and get kids enthusiastic about it. She's really good. So this is a great thing. And then I'll also connect this to our bicycle club, which we have 160 or so members of.
Wow.
And, you know, maybe we can get the word out through that too. So yeah. I'll help you promote this a little bit.
That'd be awesome.
So I think that'll be a good thing for you. The course they're going to have to, you're going to do one of those like bike rodeo kind of cone things.
Exactly.
Is that the idea? Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun. That's great. Awesome. Awesome. So this is going to be a really, really fun event. So Taylor.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about you.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. You're going to Eastern, right?
I am. I'm graduating in like 3 weeks. Four days and
must be
4 hours, something like that. I'm not counting down or anything.
No, no. I can't imagine that you're anxious for this in any way.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
So what are you studying there? What brought you to this program?
I am studying social work. I'm feeling very passionate about community organizing and just helping communities work for a positive change. So I'm graduating in my countdown I said earlier. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I will be moving. Sorry, guys. I'll be moving to Boston, Mass, and mm-hmm. going to grad school up there to continue my education for my master's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Where are you going to school in Boston?
Wheelock.
Okay.
Yep. It's right by Fenway. It's right in the heart of all of it.
Are you a baseball fan?
I am.
Oh, you're going to like that.
I'm going to love it so much. I'm so, so excited.
Be careful in the bleacher seats.
The bleacher seats are always so much fun.
Well, yeah, they can be fun, but just not during a Yankees-Red Sox game.
True. But when the weather is nice, it's like the best place to be.
Yeah.
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 There's no poles.
Gets a little wild out there.
It does.
Yeah. Just beware. your focus is on youth or children, or is that with your social work? Is that your focus to go towards youth services?
Yeah, so far my entire focus has been on youth, but I'm looking for in the future to kind of branch out and get more experience with older people as well,
mm-hmm.
Like high schoolers. I don't know about adults. You guys are tricky, but but
tricky.
High school.
Really?
Yeah.
She said you guys.
You guys.
So she excludes herself from the group.
I'm not an adult yet.
I
noticed. I still have 4 weeks, 3 days, and 4 hours until I'm a full adult.
And that's when the christening begins?
That's what it happens.
That's when it happens.
That's what the moving of the tassel means.
Oh.
I'm tricky.
Yeah. Welcome to adulting.
Yeah.
And yes, you are tricky, Fran. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it is. So this is great. This is great. I'm so glad that you guys were able to come in here today and talk about this. And I hope that we can get more people to show up to your event. If you have any ideas about how to get kids on bikes, I have a real crisis in my industry right now. I'm in the bicycle business, and we are not seeing children on bicycles any longer, because parents have decided that it's no longer a good place for them to be. So, you have any suggestions? I'm open to any suggestions here as to how we can. I mean, this event that you're doing right here is stellar. This is exactly what we need more of. We need this. I would like to have education in our school system from grade one on up about, you know, bicycles and bicycle safety and rules of the road and all that. But and this is the beginning of it. But then it kind of stops here. And then all of a sudden some electronic device comes along and they lose interest in the bicycle.
Yeah.
But so anyway, if you have any ideas, please feel free to pass them on. Everybody out there who's listening, it's bicycletalk1@gmail.com. You know, let me know what you're doing in your communities, because I have two people here, outstanding people here in this community that are promoting cycling for children. And I'd like to know maybe what it is that you're doing out there. So you can either email me at thebicycletalk1@gmail.com, or you can check my Facebook page, Bicycle Talk Facebook, and throw me your ideas. Let's see what you're doing to make a difference in this world, because we need to get more people back on bikes, more kids on bikes.
We do.
You know, you read this thing, this piece from the Netherlands. It went viral. I mean, there was on every news channel this last week, and it went through, of course, all my channels because I'm connected to all these bicycle channels. And you know, we're missing the point here. We're making people that aren't happy in our country the way that we're doing it right now, and all we really need to do is put them back on a bicycle.
And I think it's so hard to study kind of the way technology changes our world. And I think, you know, looking back to when I was a kid, the way I could connect with my friends was by getting on my bike and going to their house. Because, I mean, even then, like, you know, let's be honest, kids didn't want to use the phone quite yet. That was a few years later with call waiting and three-way calling. And, like, so let's not pretend that, like, cyberbullying didn't happen before, you know, electronic devices. Three-way calling was the original cyberbullying. But that was the way that we could physically connect. And now there are so many other ways that I think we find our youth connecting that it potentially is overshadowing the physical connection of moving from one space to the other to spend time with friends, because you can play your video games online together without being in the same country, let alone in the same room.
I know. You just put a set of headphones on and a microphone, and you're actually talking and interacting with it. It's weird.
Yeah. Or people FaceTime when they want to really see their friend instead of actually going and seeing them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's something that's missing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you should go for a bike ride together. I mean, think of it, you know, riding around. You talk about riding down to the gas station to get candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We used to have a little, about a mile down the road from where we lived, there was a little general store. And that's what we used to ride down there. And we'd buy, now I'm going to date myself, penny candy. And, you know, it was kind of a thing to do. It was just a fun thing. But we'd all go together. There would be a bunch of us. And we'd go and do that. And then I lived right down the road from a housing development. And of course, you know, I'd hop on my bike and pedal over there. It was about a half mile away. And then all my friends, we'd all meet and we'd ride around the neighborhoods together. We'd just ride. And it was just a good time, a really, really good time. And we still do that. Fran and I are still doing that. We're still going out and riding around the neighborhoods. It's just the neighborhoods got a little bit bigger and our rides got a little bit longer and the people got a little more serious, but we're just riding our bikes.
So. We know that the habits that we develop in our youth are the ones that we take with us to adulthood. So if we're doing what we can to encourage our kids into healthy lifestyles, including riding bikes, we know that that's something that they potentially take with them as they continue through their lifespan to help keep them healthy, to help keep them connected, to find your tribe and, you know, have some fun. Because I think when we're adults, we forget how important fun is. We forget how important play is. And even sometimes we forget with our kids because they have so many things going on in their world and they're so busy and, you know, they're busy with really great things, but it doesn't necessarily always leave us that time for just free play, that spontaneity. And it's hard to kind of find that again in our very busy world and to remember how important that is to just allow that time and space to kind of come up with whatever, you know, storyline that they have in their head around their bike ride that day. I'm pretty sure, like, my friends and I in the neighborhood changed the name of our bike gang at least 4 times a week, and we never agreed on it, and we could never figure out, you know, which day we were what, and, you know, we had our secret rocks that were, like, the membership, like, cards, and, you know, if you forgot yours that day, you couldn't hang out with us until you went home and got it, obviously, but... You know, the habits that we develop in our childhood are the ones that we carry through with us. And so when families bike together from a very early age, even maybe before our kiddos can kind of really ride out on their own, that becomes a piece of the family nature and what the family does. And when that's integrated in, when we are able to find time and carve the time out for it, because let's be realistic, there's no finding of time. It doesn't just like we don't check our pockets and find that random $20 worth of time that, like, let's be honest, like when we switch coats and we find that random money for the season, that's a great day.
Best thing ever.
We don't get that with time. Time always seems to be slipping away from us. And it's really about being able to be intentional with how we spend our time and setting that time aside as something really important and sacred. And, you know, filling that time with family connection is a really important, like, protective factor for our youth. And whether you're spending it indoors because it's the middle of winter and it's dark out by the time you get home, and you're reading together, you're doing something active together, or you're being able to carve that time out when our days are longer and the weather's nicer. It's gorgeous out this week.
Oh my God, it's wonderful to go on a family bike ride. Yeah.
Even if it's kids on bikes and grown-ups with their long legs walking.
Right.
It's a way for everyone to do things together.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great thing. You know, there's next month is the bike month. May is bike month. It's kind of a thing. And there's a organization called the League of American Bicyclists. And it's www.bikeleague.org if anyone's looking to find it. And there's actually, they have a big PDF you can pull down here that is all about organizing ideas and strategies and resources to organize in your community for Bike Month. And I know there's going to be a lot going on around here because I'm a member of Bike Mansfield, and we're talking about a few different things that we're going to be putting together, including the annual Bike to Work Day, and which is towards the end of May. And that's an actual Bike to Work Week is what that is designated as, to try to get people out. But we're also going to try to get people to get their kids to ride their bikes to school. And that was another piece of the puzzle that we're going to put together on that. And this is... another thing with, you know, with youth services, this is a thing we need to kind of talk about. I would love to have at some point have a conversation with you where we could go into the schools and talk to the schools a little bit more about, or maybe even the parents' organizations, about their kids on their bikes. I wonder if that's something that could be done. Do you have connections or interactions with the we used to call it the PTA, but I think it's come something different now.
There's PTAs and there's PTOs, and I think we have a mix of them in the town, and they're each kind of very specific to their own neighborhood school. I know there's been a few that we've collaborated with on some different events and planning and things like that. So I think we could definitely kind of look at what are ways that we can connect and continue the conversation.
Yeah, because I just want to see more kids on bikes. That's my key thing. Because more kids on bikes means more adults on bikes later on, and it's all a very, very good thing. Plus, it's a happier planet. A friend of mine who was on last week gave me this little book right here, which is sitting in front of you, and the book is called Bikeonomics: How Bicycling Can Save the Economy, and it's written by, the author is Ellie Blue. And I'm going to try to contact Ellie and get her on the show, because I think this will be really interesting, because she's got all sorts of suggestions here as to why, if you go to bicycles versus the way that we transport ourselves now, that everything gets a lot better. Then things get the cost of thing of, you know, maintaining roads goes down, not up.
Yeah.
And the health care is pretty much kind of cancels itself out, because you've got healthy people because they're riding bicycles all the time. So there's a lot of things that would reduce the cost of everything that we have in our society right now if just more people got on bikes. And if you take a look at the Netherlands and you see what they're doing and where they've gone with it, they're they have a national healthcare system and they don't use it a lot. And so it's part of their tax basis, so they are paying for it, but they're not in the same situation that we are here in the United States, where, you know, people are running to the doctor for everything because they're all sick because they don't take care of themselves and don't ride their bikes. And, you know, we don't eat right, which is what Fran and I talk about all the time, and we don't exercise enough. So this is a thing to work on. So we're going to hopefully get some folks out to see you. I hope your program is a success, and I wish you lots of luck with your graduation coming up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final exams.
I'm just wishing I don't trip. Can't trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you got to stay focused for a little longer. Yeah. That's all. Just a little longer.
Just a little bit.
Then you get the summer off, right? Kind of?
No, I get like 3 weeks, so then grad school starts.
Oh, yeah.
For those 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should go ride your bike for those 3 weeks.
I think I will.
You know, maybe yeah. I've, you know, inspired you here a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe a little bit,
you
yeah.
know, get you out, you ride your bike for 3 weeks, and you go, I get it. I see what this guy's talking about.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. It always does. Everyone should ride a bike. I talk about it all the time.
It's, and I mean, in Boston, it's probably faster than, you know, trying to get around by car or even public transportation.
I'm actually so excited to live in a city and be able to ride my bike to all, everywhere I go.
Okay,
I'm so excited to not use my car.
Let's talk about that just for a second, because here's the deal. I sell in the Boston market.
Oh.
Because I'm a sales rep in the bicycle industry. So
okay.
I'm in Boston. And a lot of people ride bikes in Boston, primarily because, you know, there's a huge college university traffic there also.
Right.
So it's an inexpensive way to get around. But it's just and everybody's young. So they're capable of riding the bike and they weather better than I do, too. I have temperature limits now. I don't like to go out when it's really cold. But I know people who ride in the snow. They're crazy. But anyway, there's. When you go into a situation like that, did you grow up in a city or did you grow
I
up
did
in the
not
country?
Country.
Okay. Different world.
Yeah.
Okay. And you need to become a little more aggressive on your bicycle when you're riding in Boston.
Okay.
It's a little crazy up there. But my friends who teach safe bicycle riding in cities, they all say the same thing. And this is really important. In order to ride in traffic, you must be traffic. So, in other words, get out in the traffic. You
got to
don't get as far over to the right as possible. Make it so that a car has to, they have to wait until the next intersection to get around you or whatever it is.
Okay.
And if you're going to make a left-hand turn, get in the left-hand lane. Okay. Don't try to make a left-hand turn from the right-hand side.
Yep.
So, there's a couple little rules in there. And my big thing is you need to communicate with the drivers. Now, how do you communicate with a driver of a vehicle that is larger than it needs to be, not little comment there, and is very truck-like, and has lots of glass and lots of metal around it, and probably a stereo that's going pretty loud in the inside, and a cell phone and a console over here, and all these things going on all around it, all around the driver, and how do you communicate with them? You look right at them, you point at them. You, if they get a little too close to you, you tap the side of their vehicle with your hand, let them know they're too close.
Okay.
This is defensive bicycle riding.
I should be writing it all down.
Yeah. Well, you'll figure it out real quick. I'll tell you once you start riding around there, because it's, you know, it can be a little crazy, but if you take an aggressive approach to it, and I'm not talking about blowing through stop signs and stop lights and things like that. Please don't do that. That just sends the wrong message. But if you take an aggressive approach to it and look at it as, you know, I am you. And so you are a vehicle. They are a vehicle. And you need to respect each other's space with that. So that's how you deal with Boston. And it's going to be a real quick learning curve. You'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the best way to get around. It's way faster than a car.
Yeah.
Way, way faster. And that's why a lot of people ride bikes in Boston, because it's just, you know, you try to park. Have you ever tried to park a car in Boston?
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard. Have you ever tried to drive in Boston?
Yeah, I do it a lot.
it's not a good time. No.
Well, you know, a couple of my friends who do what I do, they actually park their car at a T station.
That's what I do.
And then they go from bike shop to bike shop that way. And they just ride.
Yeah, I just park my car outside of Boston, and then I'll take the T wherever I need to go.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason to drive my car all the way in.
And can you bring your bike on the T? I'm not real sure how that
Certain
works.
Trains you can.
Yeah.
Some of them you can, but some lines do allow it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's very positive.
Yeah.
So, cool. Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
You're just going to have a blast.
Thank
up
you.
There. Yeah, it's fun. And there's a good bike culture up there, too. There's a bicycle co-op up there. There's a really interesting store up there called Bikes Not Bombs, which actually recycles bicycles and sends them out of the country to people
That's
that
awesome.
Are in need of
yeah.
them. And yeah, if they're over in they're in Jamaica Plains, which
okay.
is just
yeah.
outside of Boston. Cool guys. If you stop by, say hi. They're just neat. They're just neat people if you happen to be in that area. So there's a lot of really fun stuff going on. The bike culture in Boston is incredible.
I just think the culture in Boston is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Just to put that little plug in there. But
yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think that's why, you know, folks like you're in your age bracket are very attracted to Boston and moving in that direction. That's why GE moved to Boston, because they can get a younger workforce.
Yeah.
So, because it's that's where the money is right now. So anyway, you're going to have a blast there, but do be careful. Please, please, please wear your helmet all the time.
I will.
Oh, my God. Securely, too. Make sure you've got it on right. Make sure all that. And if you don't have a really loud shouting voice, get something to make some noise on the bike or whatever.
I'm pretty loud.
And I would, yeah, I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that. The other thing, in traffic like that, if I was riding in traffic all the time, I would have one of the flashing white light on the front and the flashing red light in the back.
Yep.
They're really inexpensive, and you can attach them to your bicycle, and they'll make you more visible. And, of course, you know, bright clothing makes you more visible. Nobody wears bright clothing in Boston. They all wear what they, you know, are being cool in, so therefore they don't do that, but it is good to have something bright on. It works a lot better, and you know, if you ride it at night, you have to have lights, please.
Yes.
So I'd just like to see you know, continue being with us in the living.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. And Boston's a crazy city. It's busy.
It's real busy.
So anyway, I'm going to let you guys go, and I think we have pretty much covered your event here. We're going to do one last little recap on it again, and this is Sunday, April 23rd, 2017, from 1 to 3 at the Goodwin School right up here in Storrs. And this is, I am speaking with Katie Bell and Taylor Miranda from the Youth Services of the Town of Mansfield. And I'd like to thank you very much for coming on the air with me today. I'm going to do a couple of other things here as we come to the close of our show. And but I'd really like to thank you for being here, and we'll reach out from Bicycle Talk, and we'll try to drum you up some business and get some kids to show up.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. All right.
And we'll see you on the ride.
We will.
Yes. Yes. We will try to get up there on our bikes and ride by. That'd be a fun thing. That will definitely be a fun thing. So I'm going to move on with this a little bit to talking about the upcoming month in May, which is Bike Month. And it is it's a national bike month. If you go to the League of American Bicyclists, you're going to find lots of information there about Bike Month and all the events that are going on. There is a wonderful bike guide that they put out. It's very nice. It's got lots of information in it. And it shows you things like how you can actually do organization in your community, different things to request sponsorship from maybe local vendors if you're in need of some financial help there, how to write a press release. The Bike Month proclamation is in there. There's additional resources like education and bike commuting concerns. There's even a workplace poster that you can get out of this. There's just all sorts of great information in this. And this is put out by the League of American Bicyclists. And that's bikeleague.org if you're looking it up online. And there's a national program in the third week in May. It's Bike to Work Week, which we will be actively participating here at Bicycle Talk. We are hosting a Bike to Work Day, I believe, on that Friday. It's the national day, and it will be right up here in Storrs with Bike Mansfield. And that is going to be a cool thing. You can come up and maybe get a little breakfast item or whatever. We're talking to a couple of vendors right now about helping us out with that. So if you ride your bike to work that day, or you're riding into school that day, you can stop by. I know our friend Amber Pierce was there last year, and she was she's our local professional bicycle racer that lives here in Mansfield, and she was handing out some water bottles or something, and I think that's what she was doing, and then there was some food there too. So there will be, everybody will keep in touch on that one, and we'll come up with more information for you as we go along. There is also, in that same week, there is a Ride of Silence, which I am currently working with Bike Mansfield to put together, and it will be on that Wednesday evening of Bike to Work Week, and it is, I had a person on last year. Unfortunately, we had a lot of trouble with the with our communication materials, and we couldn't get the phone to work well. So I will bring Chris back on this year again. We're getting close to this. And it's a it started as just a community event for him. I think he's in Austin, Texas, and then it got bigger and bigger, and now it is not just nationally, but it is internationally. And what it is a ride for silence, and it's a ride of remembering people that were either killed on their bicycles by a motor vehicle or someone who was injured on the bicycles. And if you knew someone who was, or you're honoring someone who lost their life on their bicycle, then you wear a black armband. And if you know, if you are someone or know someone who was injured by a motorized vehicle, then you wear a red armband. And it's a completely quiet ride. And it is a what they call a critical mass ride, which I'm not always a big fan of these, but we are doing it at 7 p.m., so it won't be too bad up here. We're trying to get the Mansfield police involved, maybe the university police involved, and we're gonna take over the road and ride a loop all around stores and back, and just to remind people that bikes belong on the roads too. So that's all part of things that you can do for Bike Month. There's local bike dealers get involved with this, and they do they sometimes give a little break on tune-ups for it. I'm not going to commit them to it because I don't want to get myself in trouble here. But there's cycling classes. I know that the Mansfield Community Center is offering a cycling class in early May that is going to be taught by our friend Dave Wahlberger, who is a league certified instructor. And that will be a good thing to do. Your bike rodeo is a little early on this, but that's another thing that a lot of people do. But you're within the window. You're close enough. There's just a lot of different things that you can do, and the league has a lot of material. So if you need material because you're putting something like this together and you go, well, I don't know what to do. What do I do this? How do I do this? Just go to the league site and check it out, because they've got all the information that you need. There's pages and pages and pages on this. In the past, I've always ridden my bicycle into Hartford for the big rally at the State House, but I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that one off this year, because I'm going to be involved here locally instead. But there's a large gathering at the State House in Hartford, which is kind of cool. People come in from all over the state, and they all come into the State House. It's a really, really neat thing. So National Bike Month is next month. Mark it on your calendar. I'm going to have a few different people on the air that we're going to talk more about National Bike Month all through the month of May. And this is an awareness thing. We're trying to get people on bikes. We're trying to get people excited about being on bikes. Remember, everybody that comes on the air with me, they all do the same thing. I ask them to tell me the story about their first encounter on the bike, and I see these big grins and beam from people. You can tell that people just love riding their bikes. It's just a really nice thing. So anyway, we're going to keep you updated as far as that goes and let you know what's going on. There's a National Bike Challenge, and that is also something you could do through the league. And basically, it's tied into Strava, if any of you out there are aware of Strava. And you sign up for this, and every time you ride your bike, it's recorded on Strava, and it goes through a national list of miles that are ridden throughout the month of May. So that's kind of a cool thing, too. So you can check that out at nationalbikechallenge.org/login. And if you go there, you'll be able to sign yourself up and participate in the event. So that's kind of a cool thing, too. There's just so much great stuff going on for Bike Month. There was one other little piece I wanted to talk about here. We're starting to do a lot more group rides right now. So things are starting to heat up as far as the group ride goes. And I just wanted to go over this very quickly, if I can get it to come up on my screen. Talk a little bit about group ride etiquette. I led my first group ride last weekend for the Thread City Cyclers. I led the B ride, and I had a pretty good crowd of people. And so anyway, I found this great little piece online, what not to do before your next group ride. Five etiquette and preparation tips to make the ride better for you and those around you. And so offer a pre-wine, it says here, which is W-H-I-N-E. So you want to talk about a few things about your ride that you're going to do, what you expect from people on the ride. You want to just make sure that you let everybody know and communicate with them how the ride is going to go and how to behave. I offer a thing where I actually stand a few people next to one another and I have them just lean into one another and then push out with their elbows as well. We're standing still in the parking lot so they understand how to get away from one another if they're too close in a group, which is kind of a cool thing. If you're going to be on a group ride, don't be oblivious to the route. Try to stay with the route. Try to stay with the group. If you're on a group ride, that's why it's called a group ride. It's a group ride. This is etiquette here. Okay? Stay with your leader. Stay with the people on the ride. Don't go flying off the front and showing everyone how powerful and wonderfully strong you are. That's called bicycle racing, and that's an entirely different event. So this is a social situation. Unless it was billed out at the very beginning when you were talking during your pre-wine, then it was said, okay, this is like every man and woman for themselves, and we're going to just, you know, beat each other. That's not the way we want to do this. So anyway, stay within respect of the ride. If you're going on a group ride, bring food, bring water. Please bring food and water. Very, very important. You will run out of gas eventually, and food and water are the fuels that you will need. If you're going on a group ride and you don't have a spare tube or a set of tire levers or a pump, that's not really recommended. So we want to make sure you bring your bike prepared with the proper tools, and also make sure that your bike is tuned up and ready to go so you don't have any issues there. You want to make sure you have a good operating bike. You might get lucky and you get somebody like me who's a 42-year veteran of the bicycle industry and I can fix almost anything on the road, but chances are that you're not always going to have someone like that leading your ride, so you want to make sure you're prepared when you get to that ride. So that pretty much goes through your things to prepare yourself for if you're going out on a group ride. Remember, if you haven't been on a ride yet this year, go out and test yourself first and do a ride on your own so you feel like you are fit enough to get out. And most important of all, choose a ride level which is good for you. Don't overthink it. Don't choose. I always tell people to choose a ride level that is a little less than they think they're capable of doing. That way they don't get themselves over their heads. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. This has been Bicycle Talk, a show where we talk about bicycles, bicycle culture, bicycle advocacy, the upcoming news in cycling, bicycle business, and the bicycle calendar. Remember, you can reach us by emailing at bicycletalk1@gmail.com, or you can visit Bicycle Talk on Facebook. And remember, you can hear a podcast of the show and others on whus.org or on iTunes. This is Pedal and Run. Remember, keep the rubber side down and the wind at your back. Get out and ride your bike. This is 91.7 FM, WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut.